Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
I'm Ben Earl. This is Absolute Radio Country. And today I'm joined by the son of two of country music's biggest icons, Johnny Cash and June Carter. John Carter Cash.
Glad to be here.
Welcome to the show.
It's
so amazing to have you here. You're here to chat about a new musical that celebrates the legendary love story of your mom and dad. I've been watching loads of videos in preparation for this today. But can
the
you tell
Ballad
us
of Johnny and June.
The Ballad of Johnny and June. Can you tell us about the musical?
Oh, man, I'm thrilled to see it happening. My parents always loved, you know, musicals and stage performances, whatever, live performance. But from when I was young, they brought me to see musicals. And, you know, I remember them talking about wanting a musical to be done about their life. Of course, they worked on the production for the film Walk the Line. But it's something that has been a mission for a long time. But I feel like it was sort of serendipitous how it came together. Got a call from the Dodger Group, the production team, about doing this play, and realized that Des McAnuff, one of the writers for Ballad of Johnny and June, wrote a play called Big River, and it was my father's favorite play ever. And so when I saw that he wrote that, I knew that it was the right choice, felt good about it, and that it would have my father's seal of approval because he loved that play so much. And working with Des and the guys, I spent many hours with intimate conversations, you know, with them. It's genuine. The words that you hear my character, my character actually leads the charge and talks to the audience all the way through the show. I didn't know that they were going to do that until later, but you know, it's my words are coming out of my character's mouth, the words that I actually said in the interviews, you know, the way that I express things, and then my father's words exactly as he told me. Most of the play came from those interviews.
Wow, but am I right in saying primarily is sort of a love story?
It is.
Their love
it
story
is.
Through
but
their
But there
lives?
Is dialogue, right? Is right? And but it's, of course, mostly music of... songs that my parents sing together, songs that they sing on stage their whole lives, like Ring of Fire that my mother wrote for her sister that my dad ended up recording, of course, with Mexican mariachi trumpets. Of course, songs of my father's, like I Walk the Line, or the Carter family, like Wildwood Flower. They're all in there.
Yeah. Wow. So, I mean, for country fans, this is just like the best thing in the world, surely. You've got all those songs
I
in there.
I believe it is. And I believe that... You know, I'm, of course, my father's, people are intrigued by my father's character. And I feel like that this play will give my father a little bit more of a human face. You'll see the light and laughter that was within him more. The story will be more fully told, I believe, for those who will watch The Ballad of Johnny and June.
It's funny, you talk about the sort of light and laugh, like you just said, your father. Yeah. And I was watching the Johnny Carson show from 1980. There's an interview with your parents on there.
Yeah.
And at first, it's just your dad, with Johnny Carson. And then your mum comes on. And that intrigue, like you said, fascination, because he seemed to change and they both seem to compliment each other. What do you think it is about their relationship? Because I could see it in that video, but what is it about them together that's just so fascinating?
You know, they just had a wonderful love. I remember being right in the midst of that love, you know, it's a magical story. It's romantic, you know, the fact that first it was a forbidden love, and then suddenly they were free and able to be open about their love, and of course then they got married really quick. But 2 years later, I was born. The world I grew up in, from, you know, when I was born until I was 7 years old, traveling everywhere around the world, I had a chance to be in the midst of that. And together, they were something more than they could have ever been, you know, apart. It was beautiful to see it happen. And, you know, of course, there are places, as you said, that you can go online, you can watch them perform together and whatnot. But to see a live performance, this is what we have now, and I'm so grateful it's there.
Well, so you just said you were traveling around 0 to 7.
So, I traveled with my parents from when I was born till 1997, when I was 27 years old.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And I played guitar on the road with them from when I was 15 until the end of my father's career. But I think of what it meant. You see the play, you'll hear the rest of the story. You'll see more of the struggles that they had and whatnot. But my mother and father, their relationship, it almost ended in the early 1980s. If it hadn't been for my father getting sober again, it would not have endured. And that, you know, of course, my mother wrote about that. My father talked about it openly. They struggled with addiction. Both of them did throughout their lifetimes. Some of that is in the play. The story is told, but it focuses on the light, you know, and that's the message.
Yeah,
that's but I knew that if we were going to do this, that I wanted it to be true. And there's nothing in the play that's not true, as far as I could say.
What was it like for you then, if I can ask, like growing up, because both your parents are these legendary country icons.
Yeah.
They're also your mum and dad.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, it's not all roses all the time, as it isn't in any relationship or any human life. And was there a shift, because I know we're both parents, you and I as well, like we're human, and was there a shift for you sometimes in a gear like, oh, that's them being the country stars, that's them being my mom and dad, and that's them being human, and you know.
I always saw the country star thing, you know, it was always there a part of my life. But they were such like regular people. I don't know how else to put it. At the same time, they were just good-hearted people who loved their family. And who were very forgiving. And so that stood out to me more than anything. I didn't have a fantasy around who they were. I didn't carry that with me in my pocket when I went to school or when I went to college or in my life when I was trying to get a job or whatever. Mm. You know, I carried the goodness of what they taught me how to treat people. And that I learned that from my mom. And she'd never met a stranger, you know. And I'm sort of the same way. My dad was the same way too, but my father was shy. People don't realize that. But he was fun-loving, my dad was. And people may think, you know, because I think of the world, you know, it's like, in general, and I do it too, we see characters or people as two-dimensional, right? You know? But there's so much more there. And so when you look under the surface and you find out more about my mother and father, there's a great wealth of beauty there. And so that is to be found in this play, I believe it is.
So to say Johnny Cash was shy.
He was.
Just, it's an amazing thing to hear that as like as you saying that, and you'd know better than anyone
else.
Yeah,
he was.
Do you feel like your mother brought that confidence out of him? Because when I watched that performance on Johnny Carson's show, he just seemed to light up, and then that kiss they have at the end is just beautiful.
He always had confident courage, right? Yeah. But that doesn't mean we're not afraid, right? But he had the drive underneath it, right? You know, to get up on stage and perform and to try and fail and try again, right? You know, he had the faith in himself. And so that was there too. And he had, you know, the faith that music was going to be in his life. And he also knew that if it wasn't music, he might not have a chance at much of anything. but my dad sang songs for the prisoners. He was never in prison himself, but he visited many of them to perform. He sang songs for the Native Americans, people that couldn't sing for themselves. That was my dad, right? That's who he was. And so it wasn't just courageous for his own sake. He was an American patriot. He was not political, you know. People claim him, but he never claimed any side in politics, right or left, either way. And he lived his life being who he was as a character. And he said he voted in the way that he lived his life.
You yourself a musician. You've got a studio.
I produce music. I'm a recording artist. I have an album out right now called Pineapple John.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
When
did it start for you? Like, was there always music in the household? Did
I was always involved in music, you know. I think I knew that I wanted to do music. At one point, I wanted to be a recording artist. I don't really have that anymore, even though I make my own music. It's out of love for music. But I do, I spend my time in the studio recording music. That's my great life passion. But I'm also an abstract painter, so I do that.
Oh, wow.
And that takes up a lot of my time nowadays because it's just such a wonderful release. You know, I still produce music, and I probably will for the rest of my life. That I've recorded Loretta Lynn, all these different artists through my life, like Chris Cornell, Sheryl Crow. I mean, just so many different people that I have, everybody from Reba McEntire to Miranda Lambert to
wow.
All these people that I've had a chance to work with in my lifetime. And it's a blessing. It truly is. But, and I appreciate being the son of Johnny and June or whatever. I appreciate that. It opened the door, but it doesn't keep you there. You got to live it. You got to be good if you're going to make it in this world. So I'm really grateful to the family heritage, though, you know?
Yeah.
And the music stands for itself, my mother and father's music. I don't have to even promote it, right? It's going to the moment people hear those songs, they're going to be connected with them because of the beauty of it.
I think also I'd really urge people, I know all the songs, but I'd urge people actually to watch the performances, which I haven't done a lot, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
the last couple of days I had, and that chemistry they had and the way they perform those songs, they really come alive. How do you feel? And you know, the fact that there is space for this musical now, country is so loved around the world.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think your parents would feel, and how do you feel about where country is right now as a genre?
I think the Grammys have sort of helped us in that direction, and that now there is a Grammy for traditional country and for mainstream country, and I think that's very good because they are very different. And to respective artists, you know, who are doing traditional country, and that there is. Pop themed country, which is it may have elements of hip hop or all these things, and then there's traditional country. Now, to me, there are no rules. Yeah. We can tie it in together, you know, whatever. I mean, I may say I'm an Americana artist or this and that, but I'm grateful for that because I think the world also so many people appreciate multi genres right now. The world of playlists knows no specifics, right? Yeah. And so, things are more connected than they used to be. You may, something may pop up from one artist just because it's from the 60s, whatever, right? You know, and so people are hearing music from all different genres now, even randomly. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I agree. It's funny because there are purists out there who say country should be this. It should just be Johnny Cash.
Well,
it should
is.
Just be bluegrass.
It is. And so let's appreciate that. You know, but at the same time, there are those who are more open-minded or want to hear everything.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Was there not a part for you in the play?
Myself?
In the yeah, yeah.
Attacked.
Nothing by doing it. I know it's your words, but do you ever consider that conversation come up?
I don't have the dedication to do that kind of acting. Oh, gosh. No, I spend 8 or 9 hours in the studio from like 9 to 5, and I'm ready to go home and quit. And I raise children, and I'm the cook. And it's like, oh, my goodness. I don't think I would do it. I do act. Yeah. However, I just did a B movie last year called, I say B, but it's a good film. It's called Was Once a Hero, and I played the bad guy.
Oh, wow. I cannot imagine that.
Yeah, and you can check that out. But I'm also in the extended version of Walk the Line, so I do act, but I don't think I would do this.
There's still time. Well, it's going to be a massive UK tour, The Ballad of Johnny and June. It's going everywhere, Cardiff, Dublin, Brighton. There's too many to read out, but literally everywhere around the UK. So I'm sure UK fans are so excited. John, thank you so much. Love
thank
to chat
you for
to you.
Having me.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.